Father of love, seated on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercies we are saved. Oh, we're only here to tell the world about your grace. Until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Failing to forgive, each moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace. Until the day you take us all away, so we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to the house of the Lord. We thank the Lord for a blessed week, for all the good things he has done for us. Amen. Amen. Because many times we look at what he didn't do, and we complain. He didn't give me this, he didn't give me that. But what you have is a great blessing. And that's why Sunday morning, our hearts are beating. And we are really coming to the house of the Lord to praise him, to thank him for what he is for us. Amen. So let's open our Bibles. 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 29. For those who are new, we are going to have our Sunday school lesson for half an hour and then turn into the main service. 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 29. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, and God has chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. You may be seated. While you are seated, I'm going to read Zechariah 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So we are going to finish today with our topic on what is that in your hand? You remember last time we were talking, speaking about Moses and the rod, you know, that a simple rod, you know. Brother Wilmo made me laugh here last week after service, saying he just was wondering, Moses, that night, if he slept in the same room with that rod. Because just after discovering that that rod has the power to become a snake, I wonder if he had a good sleep that night, knowing that the rod is there. Amen. I just said, the inspiration can strike in many different ways, you know. Yes, but it was the same rod that he was being playing with all the days of his job as a shepherd. He could throw it in a corner and not knowing where it is in the night, waking up in the next morning and picking it up, not knowing that it will become an important player in the deliverance of the people of God. Amen. And Brother Wilmo sent me another quote where the prophet says, if the Egyptians knew only that they should get that rod out of Moses, he would become powerless. Yes. Amen. So it just shows that that gift that God has given you in your life, don't take it, don't neglect it. Amen. Amen. That simple thing, that gift of singing, that gift of talking to people, that gift of, going from place to places, meeting people, use it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. There's no something that is useless. When God gives you something, there's a purpose after that. Right. Amen. So we saw last week about that little girl, that little maid in the court of Naaman. She may have thought that she's just a nobody. She has no role to play. She's just a maid, you know. But her position, a position she was able to use it to bring salvation. Yeah. Amen. Just by mentioning something. There's no position too small in the body of Christ. From where you are, from your position, God can use you to do something, to trigger a process that will start, a chain of events that will lead to somewhere. Amen. Amen. She was just a little maid. She spoke to her mistress. The mistress spoke to Naaman. Naaman spoke to the king. The king spoke to the other king. The girl couldn't reach out to the king, but she knew someone who could get up to the king. Amen. Amen. What is that in your hand? Hallelujah. Use it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Today we are going to see, hopefully we are going to finish, about Esther. Esther had a very powerful testimony. Amen. Amen. She had a powerful testimony, like every one of us here. You know, we got saved, and we think that we are saved. God saved us so that we can enjoy the life in, you know, the palace life. That's what happened with Esther. She could, you know, while she was seated as a queen in the palace, give a powerful testimony on how she got saved. I was a nobody. God picked me out of the mud. He washed me. He cleanses me. Today, I'm a child of God. I'm in the kingdom of God. I'm serving God. And she was there busy enjoying the life, you know, of the palace, not knowing that the position God placed her on was for a purpose. God puts you there for a certain purpose.
She became so busy, she became so entangled in the palace's life that things started going that she could help on. She was too distracted by the life of the prosperity she was enjoying. God saved us for a job. We are saved to serve the Lord. Amen. When God saved you, he gave you a commission. Go and make disciples. That's our calling. Go and be a disciple maker. But we get into the world, you know, we come into the word of God, we come into church, instead of doing what God called us for, we get lost, distracted in some other things, which are not bad. Amen. Esther was enjoying the party life of the palace. She was enjoying having a lot of maids at her, you know, at her service. She was enjoying going from party to party, protocols and the kingship, you know, the queenship and everything, which is good. God saved you, brought you into the church, blessed you with a new car, blessed you with a new house, blessed you with you are traveling the world, going from place to place. These are blessings of the kingdom. But Esther forgot that all those things were not the purpose of her calling. God placed her in that position so that she can be the help to her people. If you read the story, the Bible says Esther was still hiding her identity. Amen. Though she was there, but she was still hiding that she is a Christian. God blessed you. God gave you that position. You are working. You are meeting the big heads of the state, in the government, wherever you are. But you are shy to tell them that you are a Christian. Because we are slaves. We are foreigners in this country. Because of the laws of the country, let me hide myself. She hid her identity to an extent where she was the queen. She was sitting next to the king. She was sharing the king's life every day. But she didn't know that an evil plan was going on with her people. She got so distracted with the blessings of the kingdom. She got so distracted with the prosperity gospel that she overlooked. She started, you know, things became normal for her. Not even knowing that there's something bad coming against your people. Yeah. Amen. If you read the story, the Bible says it was not hidden. The plan was not hidden. The plan was published in every language of the kingdom. You know what it means? It was on TikTok. Yeah. It was on Instagram. It was on WhatsApp. It was on Snapchat. I don't know the other ones. You know, it was everywhere. It was not a hidden plan. The Bible said the king published it and said, send it to all the provinces of the country. Yeah. But Esther didn't know. Amen. You see how bad you can get into a habit of forgetting the gift that God gave you. Forgetting your position in the body. She was there busy with the prosperity gospel. Don't get me wrong. I have a nice car out there. Amen. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But that's not, you know, that's secondary. Amen. As the pastor always says, never major on minors. Don't major on minors. These are minor things. The major thing is salvation. Amen. Getting the soul saved. Amen. Esther was there enjoying the fruits of the kingdom, ignoring that there are souls out there that's going to die. There was a proclamation of death to these people. They are going straight to hell. Amen. Is there an Esther today, this morning, in this room? If there is an Esther today, there's people out there dying. There's a decree that has been sent so that there'll be put to death and go straight to hell. Esther, don't be distracted with the blessings of the kingdom. Your calling is to intercede for the people. Amen. Amen. She became so entangled in that distraction that things were going on, but she even didn't know. You go and read the Bible, you see, even she was feasting with Haman and the king, while Haman was plotting against her. After proclaiming the decree, Haman and the king were feasting. Don't tell me that the queen didn't prepare the feast. She was there making a dinner for the man who was going to kill his people. Do you understand how sometimes we get distracted? We become friends with the people that are plotting against us. And we are blessing them in their plans. While we have to play our role. Amen. So, Mordecai, when he learned the story, he said, I need to do something. But Esther, she was so busy, so, you know, in this type of amnesia, that even when Mordecai came to tell her that, listen, something is going on here, do something, she started giving excuses. No, the king didn't call me. No, this and that. Mordecai has to shake her to tell her, don't you know that your gift has been given to you for such a time? Amen. Amen. Because if you don't do something, don't expect that you'll be spared. God will hold you accountable for the souls that will perish out there. Amen. What is that in your hand? Use it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. There's so many things to say, but we are going to skip this one. Let's talk about another woman. I believe the Holy Ghost, there's so many things. We can take the whole day to speak about it. But the Holy Spirit will help you to understand what is not said. There was another woman. She thought she was a nobody. She was a widow of Zarephath. Amen. She thought that she didn't have a role to play in the kingdom. Esther, she was in a high position, but she was neglecting her position. Amen. You may be in a job where you have the possibility to influence the laws in the country, but you are neglecting your position. But this woman here, she thought that, who am I to do something? I'm just a nobody. I'm just a widow. And as a widow, you know, in many cultures, widows are seen as witches. You know, in many cultures. How can your husband die? Come on. Women are blamed for the death of the husband everywhere. If the husband died, it's only her. And see, even the way she's not crying. I know in my culture is even worse, you know. It's very, very bad. But such a, you know, low-ranking person in society, she didn't know that God knew her by her name and got her a name written in the ministry of the hour. Amen. Amen. Because God told Elijah, go, I have ordained a widow in Zarephath to feed you. Amen. 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 God said, he didn't say, go in such and such town, you'll find a solution there somehow. No, God said, there is a widow in that town. I have ordained her. So she was there not knowing that she had a calling in the ministry of the hour. Amen. Amen. To have a calling in the ministry of the hour doesn't mean just to preach as I'm standing here. Amen. That widow, she was, you know, an outcast of the society. Maybe she was living in, you know, outside of the town, isolated, discriminated against, but she had a role to play. And she could wonder, who am I to have a role to play in the ministry of the hour. But if she didn't play that role to keep the messenger alive, everything that came after couldn't have happened. Amen. The powerful experience of the fire coming down on Mount Carmel, if that woman didn't keep the prophet alive, it couldn't have happened. You see how important was her role in the ministry of the hour. Amen. She was not a preacher. She was not a deacon. She was not someone of big importance in society. As we read in Corinthians, God takes things that people despise. Amen. Amen. They despise people in society. You may think that you are despised. You may think that you are a nobody. But in that position that you are, God can use you to bless the pulpit. Amen. 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 That's why many ministries stand here. Many ministers stand here. You'll see, oh, he's a powerful minister. Ah, Brother David, when he preaches. Yes. Oh, that brother is blessed. But you don't know, it was your time you spent on your knees last night that makes him, amen, to get that inspiration. Amen. I don't know, you may have been praying all night yesterday. Amen. Because what I'm preaching this morning, many things, I didn't have them when I went to bed yesterday. Amen. My wife know. I woke up this morning, I took my laptop and started typing. Because before I woke up, something struck my mind. Amen. Something just struck my mind. I said, okay, let me start typing. I took it. You don't know, it was your prayer that made me, that made God to change what I typed yesterday. I spent the whole evening yesterday preparing. But this morning I just felt, no, this is not it. It may be your prayer. Amen. It may be your morsel of bread and your little oil that you have. The woman thought that it was only the morsel of bread, of meal, a little meal, and a little oil. It is only enough for me and my son. Selfishness. Amen. Sometimes we only think of me. The gift that God has given me, it's only for me. You go and sing in the bathroom. Yeah, I see the gifted people there. Yes. You go hide behind there and play your piano in the closet. No, it's not for playing in the closet. Come and play here. Amen. That little oil and that little meal, God is seeing it as something that will sustain the prophet's life. It is something that will play a big role in the ministry. Amen. The woman went and she thought, I have only a little oil and a little meal. And she went out there, and the Bible says, she said, I've picked 2 pieces of wood. It doesn't say a lot. It was 2 pieces of wood. And the prophet says, that was the cross. Right. Amen. The prophet says, she didn't have the revelation. She didn't know that the meal and the oil had to be mixed together and to die on the cross. Amen. And the sacrifice of giving the meal that was going to sustain her own life and her own child, she had to sacrifice it on the cross. Amen. And it kept the prophet alive. And it kept herself alive as well. Amen. In the hands of God, that meal became a lifesaver. It became a lifeline that kept them all over the drought until the rain came. Amen. What do you have in your hand? Put it in God's hand, and you will see how powerful it will be. Amen. You have been called for a purpose. There's no too little in the body of the Lord. Amen. We have each and every one of us a role to play. There is no idle member in the body. Notice it, my brother, my sister. There's no idle member in the body. Because many times we think it's only the visible members that are important in the body. Amen. You know, our brother so-and-so, he's the eyes, you know. He's the eyes and you see the eyes, and the eyes are very powerful in the body. You can see the job the eyes do. Brother so-and-so is the mouth. Oh, the mouth, you don't even need to. Even when you are sleeping, you can see the mouth is there. Amen. Brother mouth is there. Who is sister mouth here? I'm brother mouth, sorry. I know you are afraid to say you are brother mouth or sister mouth. But everybody can notice the job the mouth does. Amen. You may be sister hair. Everybody can notice. Ah, now lovely hair you have. Oh, you have a nice haircut. It's visible. Amen. But we have those members in the body which are not visible. Amen. But very important in the body. Amen. Their role in the body is to stay hidden. Yeah. Amen. Their role, they are efficient in the body. They are useful in the body as long as they stay hidden. The day they will come out, there's something wrong. Amen. The day your heart will be there, my brother, I'll run away. Amen. Yes. But don't tell me that your heart is less important than your eyes. The heart is even more important than your eyes. You can pluck out my eyes, I'll still live. But you pluck out my heart, I'm dead. Amen. Have you ever seen your brain? No. It's hidden behind there. Its role is to be hidden. It is important in the body as long as it is hidden. The day it will come out, that's the end of you. Amen. But don't tell me that the brain is less important. It's one of the key elements in the body. Amen. Some of the key members in the body are those people that you don't notice in church. Amen. Are those people that you don't even pay attention to. But the day they are not there, or they cease to play their role, even the ministry will fail. Amen. Even the pastor, you'll just notice that something is not working here. When your kidney starts giving issues, your eyes go red. Amen. Your eyes go yellow. But it's not the eyes that is sick. Eh? It's the kidney. Amen. So, brother eye, your pride, where do you get pull it from? Amen. Why do you pride yourself, brother eye? Because the people behind are the people that make you beautiful. Oh, you have lovely eyes. Eh? I don't want to say sister. You have got nice eyes. But those nice eyes are kept blue because the kidney is playing a big role there behind. Amen. Because the lungs are pumping the right amount of oxygen in the blood. Amen. So know your role in the body, my brother. Know your role in the body, my sister. And if you can play your role correctly, you will be a big blessing. Amen. Don't envy someone else's place. Amen. Don't try to be like it. Because if God has placed eyes to be here, to be visible, he gave the eyes the ability to, you know, stand against the dust, against the storms, against the winds, against the insects. He gave it that ability. It is exposed there for a purpose. So when the dust of any type will come, brother, I will say, oh, did I know it? I've seen this trumpet 2 years ago. There was a day even insects enters into my eyes. I survived it. But the brain is not made to face that type of weather. Amen. That's why it is hidden behind. So that everything here protects it against everything that can come against it. Amen. There are those parts in the body, you know, shy parts of the body. They will never show in public. Amen. They are made to be shy. So that brother and sister in the church that is shy, don't push her to become talkative. Amen. She's made to be shy, and that's her role in the body. Amen. The day she will come out in the open, there's something wrong. But if you take her out of the body, life will cease. Amen. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, just consider it. We are going to stop here. Just consider your calling. You have been called for a purpose. We have been called to serve. And no member is less important in the body. No member should be idle in the body. We are going into the new church. God has blessed us with a very nice location. Just go on your knees and ask God, what have you called me for? We are preparing, maybe next week, maybe the week after. God knows. But that should be now a new beginning. Amen. Ask yourself, what can I do? God has given you that gift to be a trade person. Just, you know, try to understand how you can use that gift, that ability to channel it towards the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. God gave you that ability to talk to people. God gave you that ability, that wisdom, that you can play a big role in the body just with what you have. It's not only spiritual gifts. It's even your natural gifts, your physical gifts, your ability to, sell, your ability to speak, your ability to give out tracts. You know, everything that you can use, use it for the glory of the Lord. And you will see how God can use it for his glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for being in our midst once again, because you said you'll be in our midst when we are gathered in like manner, O Lord. Bless us as you have spoken unto us, O Lord. We know that these things may seem simple. These things are not new. We know them. They are just picked from nature, O Lord. But it's the simple things of the world that you can say, you can pick, O Lord, and make them useful to your people and for your kingdom. Bless your children for sitting and listening to the word, O Lord. You know yourself, Heavenly Father, how reverent they've been in your presence, O Heavenly Father. We are asking now that any need, any desire, any request that is pending in the heart, O Lord, let it be answered today, O Lord. Let us know exactly why you have called us, O Lord. Let us have the discernment today of why you have given us everything that we have in life. You have made us to be the people that we are today and to play our role in the kingdom of God. We commit now the rest of the service into your hand. Take the leadership in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.